from the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Here's your cruise news for Sunday, February 6th, 2022. Right out of the gate, I apologize for being so casual. It's 48 degrees out there, and there's no heat on my floor today. So we have that going on, and no, Nike is not sponsoring me. Just a comfortable sweatshirt. Arrested in Freeport.
The ship has been placed under arrest by the local authorities over some unpaid bills.
Audio courtesy of CruiseCenter.com. That was the scene on Crystal Symphony on Friday evening when seizure papers were served off the coast of Freeport. 2 weeks ago, Crystal Serenity ended its cruise in Bimini after a judge placed a seizure warrant on the vessel for unpaid fuel bills. And last Monday, Crystal Symphony terminated its world cruise in Bimini. Crew members are now in the process of being flown home.
We've been told that this will not affect any personal movements, so the crew movement and the crew sign-offs can still go as planned.
In a statement to Cruise Radio, Crystal said, "We are unable to comment on pending legal matters at this time. Crystal Serenity and Crystal Symphony's voyages ended last month, and there are no guests on board." Both ships eventually made their way off the coast of Freeport, Bahamas before the arrest. On Friday, the last Crystal ship sailing, Crystal Endeavor, a expedition vessel, ended its voyage as scheduled in South America and flew guests home. The status of the line's return to operation is currently in limbo. And three cruise ships. That's how many celebrity cruise ships Key West saw over the weekend as the Conch Republic welcomed back Celebrity Millennium, Celebrity Constellation, and Celebrity Apex. Last year, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis overruled a 2020 vote banning large cruise ships from the island, saying local government can't restrict maritime commerce. According to a 2018 economic report, 1 million visitors arrived to Key West by cruise ship, generating $73 million in local spending. And finally, during a business update on Friday, Royal Caribbean Group CEO Jason Liberty said its lines have carried 1.3 million guests since the restart of cruising. He said that out of the 1.3 million cruisers, 2,500 of them have tested positive on board, bringing a positivity rate to 0.19%. As far as earnings go, the company lost $1.4 billion in the fourth quarter, with a total of $5.3 billion for the year. By the end of 2021, the company returned 50 out of 61 cruise ships to operations across the five brands. The operator said 2022 will be a strong transitional year. And cruise line stocks were down on Friday. Carnival Corporation down 2%, 19.95. Royal Caribbean down 4.7, 75.12. And Norwegian down 1.4, 20.20. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.